last year and with Witt. JD's the same, so he's continuing to learn. You know, he wants to be going forward, and you know, we need to keep him going forward the best that we can. But there are certain things he's got good instincts, so when he can drop, I think that you know he's done a good job of that as well.
Whitney seems to have these games where he gets not just one sack, but he'll get multiple sacks in a game. Is there anything about that that surprises you?
No, I think that it's a confidence thing for Whitney. I think once he, you know, because he rushed Jokel really well. If you look back, and he really did a nice job against him in Jacksonville. And I think so if he has success against a guy early in the game and he's like, okay, this works, and I can go to this, and I can come back and, you know, use a power rush and, you know, run him over one time, make him miss another time, that then he starts to build on that. No different than, you know, like we try to talk to him like a pitcher in baseball. It's not just straight fastball. It's different pitches. It's different moves. And I think when he realizes that that works early in the game, that there's some confidence through the course of four quarters.
What do you think about when you watch a guy like a Max Bulla, who's an undrafted guy, worked as a practice squad guy, and he works his way in there and y'all get enough confidence to put him out there? Some thoughts about when you see a guy like that develop that way?
You know, Max is come in, he's got great instincts, great awareness, you know, he goes hard in practice, he practices well, you know, he's able to go out on the field and give some, you know, great communicator, you know, tries to get everybody lined up and help Kush get everybody lined up, and you know, he was able to get in there and make some tackles for us the other day.
How hard is it to keep having to rotate inside linebackers next to Cushing because of your injuries?
Yeah, you know, we always talk about, you know, not the injury, but how we deal with them as players and then as coaches. You know, as a player, you have to, you know, do everything in your power to get back as fast as you can and try to be positive, because the injury rate in football is 100%. I mean, everybody is bound and determined to get injured. As coaches, you know, we have to get the guys behind each other ready and then figure out which, you know, combination of guys work, whether that's Cush and B-Mac or Dent and B-Mac or, you know, Cush and Max or any of them.
Did Bulla play well enough to get more playing time?
Yeah, I think that Max, you know, Max graded out, you know, positively. He had a few mistakes, but, you know, Max is going to be in the right place at the right time most of the time. And, you know, he didn't have any missed tackles. I think he's going to continue to help us as long as we need him.
Go ahead.
What do you most want to see improved for your group in the second half?
Well, I think that, you know, we have to continue to set the edge. We have to continue to dominate tight ends. You know, I think that, you know, we show flashes of it, and then there's other times where, you know, we maybe get a little lackadaisical, like, okay, the ball's going inside, and then it pops out on us. But, you know, outside, we have to be an outside linebacker in this defense, you have to rush, you have to set the edge, and, you know, you got to affect the quarterback. Inside, you know, we're going to need to play stout inside in the run, cover the tight ends in the backs, and we'll keep doing that. But I think we need to bring the defense together. I think on Sunday you saw whatever 11 guys were in there really playing for each other, running to the ball, playing a lot more confidently. And so I think that would be the biggest thing, is that we try to bring the front end and the back end together as linebackers and try to be, you know, better leaders and just bring 11 guys that are out on the field together.
Before McKinney got hurt, what kind of progress was he making?
I mean, good. I mean, he's a young player who plays physical. He's got good length, got good size, continuing to learn the game. Because I think at the college level, it's pretty specific to, you know, to what they're doing with the college offenses. And, you know, I think when he gets to get some more reps, which he's dealt with a knee and then now the concussion. And so the more we can get him out there and practicing, you know, I think the better he'll become.
Cincinnati's got a much better running game than Tennessee. You guys were giving some things up the middle. What can you do to stop that? Because it didn't hurt you last year.
Well, I think what we can do is continue to impress upon everybody where they're supposed to be, work the fits, work the technique, get off blocks and make tackles. I think that it starts with the fit, and then it starts with guys getting off blocks and going to make tackles and getting 11 guys doing that.
Cushing's gotten some criticism, saying, you know, he loafed on a play, two plays last week. They can't run. He's not making the plays. Could you talk about his performance?
I will say that if Brian Cushing loafs, I will retire as a coach. I mean, he goes as hard as he can every play. And I think that, you know, everybody, you know, wants to give Brian a, you know, a lot of grief. And he runs around there. He's been our leading tackler. And most games, he makes mistakes like everybody else. But I will say that he plays with passion and heart, you know, for the game.
How important is, I don't know if it's chemistry or continuity is the right word, but between the linebackers and the D line, and then subsequently with the secondary as well?
Right. I mean, I think that goes into team defense. I think that goes into making sure that everybody's on the same page, and you know, we all see it the same way, you know, with a bunch of different calls. And, you know, they're going to have the same play. We may just have a different call. And so things change based on that call and your responsibility. So I think that it's important that, you know, we do get together and the players are watching film together, you know, with themselves, saying, hey, this is how I'm going to play this. How are you going to play it? And they're doing that, and I think we're seeing some progress.